For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Professor Arnold S. Triebach, drug reform pioneer, has written a new book, Fatal Distraction, The War on Drugs in the Age of Islamic Terror. The professor was our guest last week on Cultural Baggage, and we got a chance to talk about his new book.
It has two major themes. The first is that after all this time, we must admit that the war on drugs fails, that drug prohibition fails, even though they're all well-intentioned. Drug prohibition does not work. The war on drugs does not work. It causes more harm than good. Secondly, and this is now most important, in this age of Islamic terror, the thought that we would divert any of our limited intelligence and law enforcement resources to save you and me from being tempted by a marijuana cigarette is preposterous. I'll give you one example today, just today, within the last few days. Hezbollah has announced that it's going to unleash its sleeper cells in the United States and elsewhere to make attacks on Americans and Jews and Israelis, because we are the great Satan. And in the paper today, there's a glowing report of an arrest of a number of people because they were selling khat, K-H-A-T, which is a stimulant used widely in Africa. Now, so we have had diverted from the war on terror, looking out for the next Hezbollah sleeper cell that might try to harm us, dozens and dozens of DEA agents, FBI agents, and criminal justice prosecutors saving us from cut. It's preposterous.
Indeed it is, sir. Within your book, you also talk of another preposterous situation, Mr. Mark Emery.
Emery is, he's known as the Prince of Pot in Canada. I suspect he's in violation of the laws of Canada, but he's done it in such a way that he's right at the edge. We ended up, the United States and Canada cooperated in an investigation that cost millions of dollars and took the resources of dozens of agents, when those agents might have been aimed at preventing another Ahmad Rassam, who came through Canada with explosives in his car tire aimed at blowing up Los Angeles Airport. And he was captured only by accident. So the resources of Canadian and American police should be looking for the next terrorist.
Bombs, not bongs. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.